birth of the Messiah, we say these verses, or at least hear these verses, at least once a year, because everybody that I know watches a Charlie Brown Christmas at least once a year. But this is not just a tale that Charlie Brown needed to hear to understand what the true meaning of Christmas was. This is something that was foretold 700, 800, 900 years before the birth of Jesus. And circumstances occurred that made this true and truly a work of God. So verses 1 to 7, and it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in the manger, because there was no room in the inn. Here comes the culmination of 4,000 years of human history at the point at which Luke gives his assessment of the background of who, what, when, where, and why, just as any reporter or historian would do today. And in the fullness of time, with God using the hand of Caesar Augustus to accomplish his will, the decree went forth that everyone in the world would be registered. A so-called census, if you will. The old King James Version says it was a tax, but in actuality and point of fact, it was a census so that he would know how much he could get from the people that he controlled. Where all the people who were registered, Augustus would know how much cash he could pull. Each family was called to go to the town of their forefathers, to the place where their lineage was established. And this was by the providence of God, was put in place to allow for an accurate census to be taken. Now, all this occurred while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Luke tells us that this was the first census that Quirinius did, and the text indicates that it was the first of several. And as the people went to their own towns, Joseph went from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem in the town of his kin, because he was of the house and line of David. The name Bethlehem means the house of bread, which gives us insight into the name God provides, or Yahweh Jireh. The God who provided food for the people of Israel in the wilderness when they escaped from the clutches of the Egyptians. God provided their daily bread to sustain their lives when there was no other way for them to be provided for. Jesus recapitulates this in his preaching, that we should seek the bread of heaven, and that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph and was with child, or in our common parlance, was pregnant, wasn't an ordinary pregnancy. Nor was this to be an ordinary birth of an ordinary child. Rather, this birth would not only rock the world in Bethlehem and in Judea, but the entire world from that point forward. For whether you believe in him or not, everyone from the greatest to the least uses the term AD, or Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, or If you don't take that, then it's the CE or common era. You can't escape the fact that Jesus Christ split time in two. So the truth of the matter is you can ignore him, you can deny him, you can repudiate him, you can challenge his authority, counter his word, contest his authority, or oppose his follower, rebut their arguments for deity, but you cannot get around the fact that Jesus is real and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
If you want freedom from death, you have to deal with the Son.
Yes. Amen.
Mary gives birth to her firstborn son because there was no room for them in the inn. We should note that the text says that this was her firstborn son, which means there were other sons that came afterwards, which gives credence to there being one or more siblings who we hear of later in the Gospels. There were at least four younger brothers and at least two sisters, which can be found in Mark 6:3 and Matthew 13:55 and 56. Mary needed a savior just as much as anyone else. And her song called the Magnificat opens with, "My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." If Mary was sinless, she would not need a savior. But because she was a person born after the fall of Adam, she would need salvation by grace like every other person born since Adam. If your station in life carries you where you need to go, but it has no bearing on your status with God. The amount of money that you have in your bank account has no bearing on your status with God. The amount of education that you have has no bearing on your status with God. The birth of the Savior was not made known to the priests and Levites because they had thought that they knew the words of the prophet, but they didn't understand it. But God made it known to the very few, for nothing that they had would give them any station in life. God reveals himself that way, and God still reveals himself that way. Verses 8 to 21. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace, goodwill toward men." And so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Now let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now, when they had seen him, they were widely known, saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were heard by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. While scholars debated the meaning of the messianic passages for years upon years, God sent his messenger, an angel of the Lord, to suddenly appear to a group of shepherds out in a field, keeping watch over their flocks. The angel appeared out of nowhere. And remember, as I have told you before, the appearance of angels always causes people who see them to quake with fear, because the angels of God are holy and we are not.
Yes. Yeah.
The manifestation and the appearance of the angel, the glory of God shone around them. This was a manifestation of the Shekinah glory of God, that known as the cloud of intolerable brightness, because it represented the presence of God in the tabernacle and the temple of the people of God. Where God is, there is always going to be a bright and shiny day. If you have the presence of God, you are going to be a brightness and a presence that people will not mistake for anything else. God manifested himself, and the Shekinah is where God is. If you have the Holy Spirit within you, you have the presence of God with you every day of your life. So if you're out in the field and in the middle of nowhere, there can be God with you. So imagine that you're keeping watch over your flock in the dark. You don't have a flashlight. You don't have a candle. You don't have anything with you. And suddenly, out of nowhere, there appears a man, a young man, a handsome man, a man that you ain't never seen before. You're going to fall down on your face like you were dead. And suddenly the man speaks to you and he says, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this is the sign for you. You'll find the babe over yonder." Because remember, he's up in the hills, in the holler, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And there was suddenly with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, let me explain that term heavenly host. You see, there are armies in heaven. And if you remember after the first Gulf War, there was a parade in Washington, D.C. And there were thousands upon thousands upon thousands of soldiers parading down Pennsylvania Avenue. Now imagine that instead of seeing soldiers marching down Pennsylvania Avenue, suddenly, with the brightness and glowing sun of the sky, there is a thousand upon thousands of angels praising God in the heavenly choir, saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill to men. Amen. Are you going to be afraid? Are you going to worry about what your next meal is going to be like? Are you going to have any worries that are going to terrify you anymore in your life? God will take care of those who have a heart for him. Yes. The shepherds made haste to the place where the angel told them to find. And when they found them, they didn't keep it to themselves. They didn't silently go and wonder what they should do. They went and told everybody they knew what they had seen and heard and discovered. If you have Christ in your life, you can't keep that to yourself. You can't bound that up within yourself. You've got to spread the news. That's why it's called the good news. Yes. They followed the instructions that they had been given by the messenger of God and carried out those instructions as they had been told. Those who did not follow the instructions that they had been receiving for the past 400 years, read that as the scribes and the Pharisees, they had 400 years of knowledge of what they were going to do. They were educated beyond themselves. They were educated fools because they did not read the signs of the times. They were trying to justify themselves in their own eyes without having the word of God in their hearts, without which it is impossible to please God. You see, the truth of the matter is they were like the people of Israel during the time of the judges. And like many people in America today, you see, everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes. And as Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. So even in worship, we cannot do things as we would like to do. For as Aaron's eldest son, Nadab and Abihu, found out, They were consumed by the fire of God by not worshiping God in the way that he had told them. We change the word of God at our own peril, and we should not presume that we can do whatever we want to do and be considered acceptable to God. Jesus himself followed the dictates of the law scrupulously, and it is by his keeping of the law that we are judged righteous in the sight of God because of his active and passive obedience. The righteousness of Christ is given to us when we by faith believe that his death satisfied the wrath of God against sin, and his resurrection conquered death and purchased redemption for us by his blood. So by his death, burial, and resurrection, Christ provides for us that which we cannot achieve on our own. Satisfying the justice of God by taking on the just punishment for sin that was required by the cross. The child in Bethlehem was at the same time the sinless Lamb of God to provide for us a way to become the children of God by adoption by his blood. The babe in the manger was the eternal Son of God. There was never a time that he was not God, and there will never be a time on earth that he was not fully human. So when you leave tonight and tomorrow awake, remember that you were able to receive the greatest gift of all because the eternal Son of the Father would grow up to die for your sin by conquering death, hell, and the grave and purchase for us salvation from sin. Victory over death and joy unspeakable and full of glory for having a family of every tribe, kindred, and nation that will last through all eternity.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. Amen. At this time, our altar.